From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in the Nagorno-Karabakh region reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. The country's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separatist authorities in Karabakh that military actions were halted as of 800 hours GMT on Tuesday. The latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops had been killed in the past 2 days during fighting with Armenian-backed separatists. The African National Congress has given President Jacob Zuma the support he needs to survive an impeachment vote called after South Africa's top court ruled that he breached the Constitution. Parliament will later Tuesday debate and vote on a motion to remove Zuma from office after a constitutional court ruled last week that the president failed to uphold the Constitution by ignoring an order to repay some of the $16 million in state funds spent on renovating his private home. Syrian peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th. However, regime negotiators will arrive several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the UN Tuesday. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and an activist group say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between militants that included members of al-Qaeda's branch in Syria and Kurdish fighters. The activist group says 9 people were killed. The Sana news agency says the rocket attack on Sheikh Massoud's neighborhood killed 14. This is VOA News.